off the scrap heap and back in the ring. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, January 9th, 2021. This update is sponsored by IndieWrestling.us.
WWE.
The challenger to Roman Reigns for the Universal title at the Royal Rumble was decided on Friday night's SmackDown. Ready for this? It's going to be Adam Pearce. The SmackDown Authority figure was the sixth and final entrant in a gauntlet match that had seen Shinsuke Nakamura go through Rey Mysterio, King Corbin, and Daniel Bryan. But Reigns and Jey Uso arrived to take down both men and laid Pearce over Nakamura for the pin. Pearce's last match was back in 2014, but he has plenty of credentials from a nearly two-decade in-ring career, including five reigns as NWA World Heavyweight Champion between 2007 and 2012. The other big development from SmackDown, new tag team champions. Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode dethroned the Street Profits by pinning a valiant but hobbling Montez Ford. The Profits had held either the SmackDown or Raw tag titles uninterrupted since last March. Big E got through a confusing double pin and a match restart before putting away Apollo Crews to retain the Intercontinental title. But this may not be over. Apollo later demanded a rematch. It appears Sonya Deville's on-air role in her return to WWE TV will be helping Pierce run SmackDown. But don't think Sonya's forgotten about her SummerSlam loss to Mandy Rose.
I want to put the past behind me. It's not like I'm sitting here bitter about the fact that my former best friend beat me in a Loser Leaves WWE match and went to Raw and joined a random new tag team and left my career in shambles.
That clip from Friday's SmackDown. A few newly announced entrants for the Royal Rumble matches themselves: Bianca Belair, Bayley, and on the men's side, Otis. William Regal announced Friday that some of the first round matches in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic will be held on 205 Live.
Impact Wrestling.
Impact Wrestling is running its Genesis show tonight. It's an Impact Plus exclusive. The bulk of the action will be in the one-night Super X Cup tournament. First round matches are Ace Austin versus Suicide, Daivari versus Cousin Jake, Crazy Steve versus Trey Lamar, and Casey Navarro versus Blake Christian. Also tonight, we'll get Jordan Grace versus Jazz and Moose versus Willie Mack in an I Quit match. Maybe we should start calling this re-signing season. Brian Myers revealed on Twitter Friday that he signed a new contract with Impact Wrestling, and Ring of Honor announced the latest in a string of re-signings this week in the form of Brian Johnson. Four students from the ROH Dojo will compete for the right to challenge Jonathan Gresham for the Pure title. Joe Keys, Dante Caballero, Ken Dixon, and Eric Martin are set for a gauntlet match, and that will air during ROH's week-by-week YouTube show coming up on January 19th. Chris Dickinson made his New Japan Strong debut Friday night. He was the mystery partner for Team Filthy's Tom Lawler and Danny Limelight in a win over Brody King and the Regal Twins. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, January 9th. Our next update comes your way Monday morning, so be sure to enjoy your weekend and subscribe to this feed. We also thank you again for your glowing ratings and reviews. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.